Kwazwai muri Zimbabwe, ndina mkamishira mchirongwa chedu cheve chitniki. Uhlelo The Connection lilami Mike Hove. Welcome muri Zimbabwe to The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, a voice of America. And today is Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 2020. Muri Zimbabwe, mtongazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muri Zimbabwe, mthakazo muhle. Welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on something that seems to be affecting the nation, ravishing the nation. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the issue of food security in Zimbabwe. Now, according to a statement recently released by the World Food Program, WFP for short, more than half of Zimbabwe's current population, that accounts for 7.7 million people in rural and urban areas, are facing hunger. Now, in a desperate need of food aid, the WFP further breaks it down and they say that Zimbabwe is currently in a desperate need for food aid, which accounts to or adds up to $100 million. Not Zim dollars, $100 million US. Now, as we've also spoken to young agricultural experts, and they're all in strong agreement with statements echoed by the World Food Program. In fact, they highlight how they find it extremely saddening that a country that used to be the bread basket of Southern Africa is going through such whereby they have to rely on food aid. So today we look to zero down to the nation's agricultural sector and hear what exactly is causing this. How did we get to this point whereby 7.7 million Zimbabweans are living off food aid or in desperate need of food aid? So what we're trying to understand is it climate change? Is it mismanagement of funds? Is it corruption? What exactly is leading to the stage and point whereby Zimbabwe needs over $100 million in food aid? Saka zvandinoda kunzwa zvekare kubva kwamuri imi vateri vedu avalandele vetu avatandekayo is ukuti lapo elihlala khona ikoko kwamuri kugara muri kuzvionawo sei muri kusangana nenyaya yenzara here? So ngenani kuhlero pinai muchirongwa maveji nemapotato ekudya muri kumawana here? Join us muri Zimbabwe. If you're tuned in via radio, we're broadcasting live on 909 medium wave frequency, so 4930, 13860, 15460 kilohertz with shortwave. And on the internet, as usual, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashana.com, www.voandevelet.com, but www.voazimbabwe.com. So again, I'm Gushelo Zimbabwe Mushle, and I'm trying to see Kangela. Utaba lwendlala tukutanisa nyaya yenzara iri kusangana nevazhinji munyika. Ngenani kuhlelo, join me on The Connection with your boy Mike Hove.
Heita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
Once again, Buriya Zimbabwe, welcome to The Connection. Today we're talking about the issue of hunger. Now, before I head over to my panelists, let's head over to some of the events that have happened in the country. Whilst we're focusing on the hunger issue, let us head over to a report recently done by Columbus Mavunga, VOA correspondent based in Zimbabwe, who highlights the extent of the hunger situation in Zimbabwe. Let's take a look.
Zimbabwe's Muzi district on the border with Mozambique is one of the areas most affected by severe food shortages. 75-year-old farmer Justina Marimbindi says months of recurring drought decimated their crops.
My goodness, we found
But not every Zimbabwean who needs food aid is getting it. 94-year-old Rudia Kugwenya was turned away at the local distribution center.
I was told my name is Marlins. Maybe they'll give me next time. But now I have to depend on my daughter. That's why I've come to her home after I was not given anything. But she needs food assistance too, as her crops failed and she needs to feed her children.
Recent rains in the area are bringing some hope that Zimbabwe's devastating droughts may be over. But the World Food Programme says almost 8 million people will still require food aid until the next harvest.
Difficult for rural populations who are struggling with the lack of rain to grow enough food to meet their needs, and difficult for urban populations who are unable to find the piecemeal work that they normally rely on and are seeing rising prices and sometimes stock shortfalls in the shops. So we're scaling up our programs, but in order to sustain urgent food assistance and resilience programs, we need an additional $103 million for the next 6 months.
But even if food supplies can recover, Zimbabwe's struggling economy and sky-high inflation will continue to squeeze the country's most vulnerable. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Muzi, Zimbabwe.
All right, well, you just heard there from Umnumzana Columbus Mavunga, VOA correspondent. He was highlighting the extent to which the hunger situation is hitting Zimbabwe. Now, whilst on the same issue of hunger, the nation's governing political party, ZANU-PF, recently launched a program which targets addressing some of the issues that, are leading to the hunger situation in Zimbabwe. Now, Studio 7's correspondent, Nunurai Jena, recently attended an event whereby Mashonaland West Minister, Mary Mliswa Chikoka, discusses a project whereby land reform beneficiaries who received land lapaya owakishwa the white farmers and failed to use this land to produce are now partnering up with the very same white farmers. This is something that government has put their stamp on and endorsed and saying it's good to go ahead. Let's head over to Honorable Mary Mliswa Chikoka to hear more about this project.
I am happy that my sister took this space, and through her efforts, she is contributing to the strides government is making in rebuilding our economy and attaining Vision 2030 of becoming a middle-income economy, as espoused by His Excellency President E.D. Mnangagwa. The partnership that Norma has here with her partners is not partnership yekungosangana parod nekungoti ndine munda wakati kurei uya urime wauya kuzorima hapana panyorwa pasi chinhu hapana iwe wauya wandoisa mapivot ako waita zvakati waimprove farm yemunhu kampa kuharvesta munhu uya unoti gore rakatokura kupfuura zvandaichifungira. Already part on a friction. Tuku encourage out kana tafunga kuita ma joint venture partnerships nga aitwe through hurumende. Government irikuti usangopinda munyaya dzekungoti takweretesana munda.
All right, well, you just heard there from our Honorable Mary Mliswa Chikoka. She highlights the project that ZANU-PF is launching. Yona elenjongo yokufaka ubudlelwano okhona phakathi kwabantu abale land, laba abathatha land from the white farmers, manje sebe lobudlelwano with the very same white farmers that they took land from, which targets towards, I guess, teaching them some of the skills that they need to ensure ukuthi they can now produce enough to feed the nation. Lo ngu Honorable Mary Mliswa Chikoka, Minister in Mashonaland West. Now let's head over to one of my guests ongenayo kuhlelo, ngu Nkosazana Ngusithandazile Maskati. Sithandazile, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, unjani? I'm Pili. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us in the program.
Hello?
Yebo, uyangizwa na?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa.
Bengithi, thank you so much for taking time out to join us on the program.
You're welcome.
Now, let's dive into it, Siswami. Namhla kuhlelo, we're focusing on the issue of hunger in Zimbabwe. We hear organizations such as the World Food Program saying, ukuthi sikhuluma nje, 7.7 million Zimbabweans are surviving off food aid. Ngenxa yokuthi, one, there's climate change, and two, there's mismanagement of funds kuhulumende. I would like to hear more from Nina njengentsha, who are young farmers in Zimbabwe. What exactly is going on? Kahle kahle kuyini okuhluphayo that's leading to 7.7 million people facing starvation?
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Mike. Thank you. Maybe the thing I can tell you with the issues that are on the ground, Nina, as a farmer, the things that I've been facing, you find out as young people, we have ideas, we have visions, we have goals. Mm-hmm. That we have set apart, we want to do this, we want to run that, and maybe enter into farming and try to work things out. But things are not working because we find out that most of this land that is there already, it's owned by these big majaras that have money, that are in the government, that vote the land with the other. And when now when you try to you do something, the process, you just have to pay lots of money that are so ridiculous to those people that bought land which they are not using. Because right now we have so much land that is not being used in Zimbabwe. So much land. When you calculate land that is being used, you find out living amakiwa amaluchana salayo that are running ama businesses doing agriculture. These big people, they own so much land which they are not using. It's just entitled to them. So right now I am doing pigari and I am renting from someone a very small portion, and those pigs I am renting my pigs I can and from you you are renovating something big. After so good, I don't even have confidence in the big because I'm scared to first thing I think is developing Liana Yakula Yaba Umuntia Vulture in the young thing.
So sikhangela udaba lwe, you know, there's so many issues that are happening, climate change. How much is this contributing towards the issue of hunger, elizweni? How much is it contributing towards, you know, the troubles that we're facing when we're talking about ihunger?
Climate change, it's affecting, but not that much. Because right now, as a farmer, we have our climate has changed. Even the ones going to like how they are done. Because when I'm telling you, in Israel, people are running, November. Because already we all know that November, December, we do not have rains. Rains are starting in January. somehow it is affecting us, but maybe people are not being educated. It's like a lavanda basemakai, lavana, babalilindia, babasemakai. When a lavana, maybe they need to be educated a bit. What they say, look, no things they think. Because if they wait for our rains or they start plowing in November, in October, I remember when I was in October, November, people will start plowing. And people would know that economics in March, April, or in February, March, people are harvesting. But now, in February, March, is Zim will start to rain. Because right now, in Zim, we are actually having rain, as I speak. Heavy rain. Today, we will see now, now are heavy rain. And you find out that people who actually plowed in January, their crops are doing well. Because, you know, at the farm where I am, Umumbu, everything is coming up, it's beautiful. Because people plow in January.
Now,
but Emakaya, the problem now is most of the winter hours in Mangovo, November, about December, no American, it's dried up. Because Abagadi, they know that things have changed. It's no longer happening like how it used to happen at the time.
Now, what in Ubu Zege is Tandazile, we see, we hear Uhulmende City and Uyazama, Ubu Caesar, Abandaba, you know, with different means. Abanye, it's financial. Abanye, they need, you know, farming inputs and so forth. Is this enough, Tutugisa Ilizwe, to pull us out of this rut? Lapo is one abantu abayi 7.7 million facing hunger.
I didn't get that.
Begithi, we hear uhulumende esithi yena uyazama ngempela with all their might to help farmers in the country to ensure ukuthi people don't face this situation whereby 7.7 million are facing starvation. Umbuzo wami kuwe sithi njengo as one of their farmers, is this enough to help abantu?
It's not enough because the government cannot provide really for everyone who is suffering right now, currently. So they will just help when a level, right now, as much as they are talking about that, you find that it is indigenous that I like that maybe next thing might. So it means that they are reaching out, but to other people. And there are so many people that are not being helped. But at the end of the day, for what they are doing, we really appreciate. They cannot help everyone. You understand?
Of course.
People need to do things for themselves. When even time they talk to the local, they call it Indo, they pay in Mali government. I don't think it would make sense.
All right, what's in Ugbambe? I'm not necessarily
talking about. I want to make a little mentality of the Indo about. And that's mina Monte can put so much into charity work. If I know that, isn't the lazy real as look at the televantism in the one year. When people are sitting on land that is not being done anything, industries are closed, land is not being used. And then they are bringing in other organizations from outside to give people things. Why? People should use the land that they are seated on to do things for themselves. You understand? Yeah, that is always in my world. This aid that they are bringing from outside, over Red Cross, and then over anyone who you say, or to Europe, they will not provide for everyone. But people let them use the land that they are seated on, the land that is not being used. There are so many farms that are not being used. Industries are closed. Nothing is being produced in the country, in the country.
All right, Susie, what's in your bamboo? Let me take my other guest on Genai Wushelo, and then we'll come back to you. Right, so Zimbabwe Mushe Mavakunzo Akuna, Sisi Istandazile Maskati, she is a farmer. Vangachinya Tutsanangura Mzware Maskati kuti aiwa, iwo seumwo wewe chitike anita zhukurima. Arukusanga nene matambuziko akawanda kasiyana siyana. Asitambuziko guru that she seemed to highlight is the fact kuti pane vanhu wakapiwa minda asi avasikunya to produce enough manzwa earlier on tamboridza video apo mai Mary Mliswa Chiko Honorable, vangu achinyatso taura wachita aiwa, hurumende ya kuloncha chirongwa chine chinangwa chekubatsira vanhu vanga vasina kuwanawo mikana yekuproducer kana kuti vakakoniwa vakatadza kuproducer enough saka vakaloncha chirongwa that is now leading to my partnerships ne vango varungu vaive varipo ipapa pane mafarms ipapo. But that seems to be something that Sisi Standazile is highlighting, vachiti nyaya iyoyo ngaigadziriswe as soon as possible. nzvimbo nemhaka yekuti hanzi kungogara uripo pafarm usiri kurima hazvisi kubatsira. Now let's head over to John Muchenje, another guest who ongena kuhlelo. John Muchenje, he is the chairman of the Youth in Agriculture APEX Council. Let's hear what Muchenje has to say. Mr. Muchenje, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much,
John. Today we're highlighting dambudziko renzara rikusangana nevanhu 7.7 million in Zimbabwe. We hear the World Food Program saying Zimbabwe needs at least $100 million in food aid to ensure that these 7.7 million people are fed. As a young person in agriculture, how are you taking all this? What exactly is the problem here, Chief?
Thank you very much, Nicole. I think the first thing, I was listening to the previous speaker. She was talking about issue of pains, which is the most thing that is almost 50% causing hunger in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, with the climate change, which is the drought, you know, these rains, which are not no longer following a pattern or a trend that we used to follow when we are doing our farming. But yes, for the people that are sitting on a vast tract of land that are owning multiple farms. But I'm happy that our president, His Excellency Emmerson Mnangagwa, has seen that the main cause that is causing drought and hunger in our country is about the people that are sitting on the land, that are not using the land that we have as a nation. So they actually proposed a land audit, which is the which will make sure that those people who are not utilizing land, the land will be taken and will be distributed to other people who have a passion and interest in farming.
Now, Ramchandra, you know, you are an advocate for young people and farming. What role do young people have here? Because it seems as though this is not just an issue that's facing Zimbabweans only, but you know, what do young people, where do young people fit in everything here?
I beg your pardon?
I'm saying you're a big advocate for young people in farming. Where do young people fit in when we're talking about, you know, alleviating all 7.7 million people from hunger?
Well, thank you very much. You know, the young people, our main aim is about production.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment we produce enough food for the nation, we won't be talking about hunger. We won't be talking about starvation or poverty. So as young people, our main aim is around food security. And make sure that each and every person in our country has got enough food in our coffers, in our silos. Then secondly, we want to move around and push issue about import substitution. We can't continue import wheat. We can't continue import maize. So as young people, we want to make sure that we have removed the element of importing things that we can produce locally.
Mm-hmm.
Then thirdly, as young people, we want also to push for foreign current generation. A lot of countries they want our produce in our country. So what we are planning to do as young people is to make sure that we produce some of our produce for export to realize the much needed foreign currency in our country. Then lastly, to create employment. You know, as young people, the high rate of unemployment in our country.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment we produce and try to also add value on our produce, who will be creating employment throughout the value chain process.
Right. Tochi Batanya ye command agriculture, Ramchandra. This is a system that was set up towards helping the agricultural sector, but somehow we still find ourselves in this situation. What exactly is wrong with this system that is leading to people? Because there's a lot of people with land out there, but they're not producing. So what exactly is wrong here with this system?
Okay, thank you very much. You know, with Command Agriculture, it's a very good program that was introduced by the government to assist our farmers in the country. But we have a problem with other people that are corruptly within the system. Of Command Agriculture, they are getting the inputs from the government, and then they are selling them instead of putting the inputs on the land. So these are the things that we are actually pushing our government to implement monitoring mechanism that will make sure that everyone who got the inputs from the government, from the command, is going to fully utilize the inputs for the purpose that we have collected those inputs for. The challenge is to nothing. You know, the very weak and informal input commands, you will see fewer coupons flooded in the market. And these are the fewer coupons from the commands that you expect farmers to use for the farming business, but they are now selling them and making money. I mean, the government must change the schools around such criminal and corrupt elements within the agricultural system.
All right, again, look back if I'm wrong, I'm changing. Let me take my first caller, Varugupi Namchirongwa, and then we'll go back to Usisi's Tandazile. Ngiyezokuthi ngilomlaleli ndrukunzi wathi nginemthereri wokuthanga kuphinda mshirongwa khola khola mthereri ngiyakwamukela umhlelo ndinomgamshira mshirongwa ari parunari ndiyani
yebo sawubona
yebo mnumzana unjani
ngiyaphila njani
hayi ngiyaphila ngibani okhona ecingweni
ye ngokuthi sihlali samweni ngayijohannesburg ngokuhlaphila ngisile ejohannesburg ngibuye enkayi le
sangweni abantu bathini bathi
nginombuzo mina nginombuzo oyi-one
ungabuza
kungena indlala eZimbabwe kungenxa kaMgabe naye ikhabhinethi kaMnangagwa ngoba angeke uthathe umuntu uyemfaka eplazini umuntu ozolima ngey'nkomo ozolima ngamadonki bexoshe abelungu abakwazi ukulima ngamatregeli nangamatrektha uthi khona uzolimisa umuntu olima ngenkomo olimele izwe labana abantu balimela izitu zabo abagcwele emapulazini abafake emapulazini abalimele isizwe ma befuna ukuthi kube kulunge ababusele abelunge emapulazini belimele isizwe hhayi ukufaka abantu abazolimela izitu zabo abantu laba abagcwele emapulazini manje balimela izitu zabo and abakwazi ukulima bengenalo izulu amaguna bekwazi ukutheleleza belima ngebhoholo kodwa manje isizwe siyalamba ngenxa yabo bona bayadla phezulu bayasuda bazosela ngokuthi impuphu iyakhuphuka lokhu kuyakhuphuka benzela isayidi labo kupheka kodwa manje sebevumele ukuthi amagaraji mawadayise nge-foreign currency ngenxa yokuthi senzela isayidi labo kuphela thina nje sikhathele ngalaba bantu ngabe kuyenzeka behlinte yonke ikhabhinethi kumbe kuphume into ekuthiwa i-ZANU-PF iphume iphele eZimbabwe yiyo into ezosiza ngesela sikhathele ibone please
hayi siyakuzwa sangweni ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelwa ngithi
siyabonga
allright sizweni ukuthi yena uzithandazile uthini ngalo mbono kasangweni sisithandazile ukhona ecingweni
ikhona
umzwile umlaleli ungamphendula
Yeah. It's very true. It's affecting everyone, yes? And looking at farming is something that drives the nation because you find that China as a country, even in Zimbabwe, with the land that we have, we are not supposed to be going through the percentages that you are telling us that hunger is striking the country to that extent. Because we have so much land and you find that the people who are suffering, they will keep on suffering, and it will not change. And those people, Aba Pezulu, they are not going through this suffering that the people Aba Pans are going through. Because as much as they Shalele Ilenzia, but they have some other things that they are doing, which is giving them food. You could want to wanna even the access to those you say USAID as Meta Ugu the Elysian, they are the ones that organize that. And the Wutitovuile Futi, they actually get some of the things when they joined very right. Abandaba plans, they are the local plans. So I think there are structures that need to be put in this country. Ugutu Elysian are really live right. Sibele back to being the bread basket. Africa. Land is urgent because the land that we have, if we use it wisely, if we use it mainly, Zimbabwe should not be going through what we are going through right now. Because we have so much land and farming really on its own. Everyone who does farming, I tell you, farming base, you need to advise the emission. But in Zimbabwe, if we are to do farming correctly, how it's supposed to be done, things are going to go back to normal.
All right.
Then now we are buying things from, importing things that are not supposed to be imported. Mm-hmm. Things that are supposed to be China soda, this is manufactured soda. We are importing those things. For what reason?
All right.
Why are they importing? Why are they not? That money that they are using to import is into. Why are they not using to invest on the land that abahlalelekile? I mean, that's my worry, Kupen. The things that we are doing with the land that we have, we can do better, we can do more, and the country can go back to normal. Mm-hmm. But we are not doing it. So I'm supporting the last speaker. Things are not going right for those our parents. Because right now in Zimbabwe, who is poor is continuing to be poor, and who is rich is becoming more rich and rich.
All right, what
you
do you...
It's not everyone who's suffering. Those on top, those who have access, they're okay up there. While in India, they have local people trying to get the minister, the honorable, but they are not doing it. They have only abuse. You cannot go there and do anything. It's theirs. It's their land. And at the end of the day, now I always say, why am I sure Sawakot? Sawakot is not a matter. Because when the whites were here, things were okay. They were using that land. They would manufacture industries, would run, people would have jobs, things would move. But Sawakot is not that we want the black person rule. But what are we doing to ourselves?
All right, what's in Ngubamba Mlomo Sisi? Let me head over to Umnyumlalele ongenayo kuhlelo. But before I head over to the caller, let's see what abantu bathini emakhasini ethu amathathu ku Facebook. So I mentioned earlier on Zimbabwe Moshe ukuthi sikhuluma nje, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages, those being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, sikhona njalo ku VOA Studio 7. Now ekhasini lethu le VOA Studio 7 uSinini Khuphe uthi, evening brother Mike, Sinini Khuphe, welcome to the program. Ngiyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Jeffrey Aruti watching you from Nelspruit in Mpumalanga. My number is Visa number. I wa mkoma Jeffrey. Tshawo na ukuthinga kupinza emchirongwa tinzo maonrenyu. Mas G uti salibonani. Unjani Mas G. Richard uti masora se mkoma Mike Hove. I wa indrinani mkoma zrukufamba ere. Toyi says, please call me in South Africa. I wa chakufondra mkoma Toyi. Taru aruti Mike Hove so so good. I wa tinotenda zukuru. Let's see what abantu bathini kukhasile 2 ele VOA Ndebele. Kukhasile VOA Ndebele uVisi Mpofu uthi, puti Mike unjani, ngicela ukubingelela ubaba uJokonia Mpofu eLupane. Aywa limzile baba Jokonia, if you are watching. UVisi Mpofu uthi yebo sawubona. UStanley uthi abantu bezanu badla imali bodwa, ha abalandaba labantu. Hayi, ngumbono lo kaStanley. Asizwane ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini. Khola mthere ndino mkamchira mchirongwa nga kwa mge la kushelo aliparu nari ndiyan
this Mageleza
mbadoko na
Mageleza
Mageleza, how are you chief?
Ndi right magadi yu sinu
aywa tribo mruku tifondra mruku piko
mfona tuku mwenezi
kurisa yiko kumwenezi wadu aliku tarisa nenzare
na kumwenezi nzara yoga Jino azikwa ni kwa kumashofi, kana sawa ni kasi ni sato boxa Afrika, jinsi ni kwa ni maranzi. Apa nama ya chona mara cha tukui bata rati GSC, eto kesi kati sata rati GSC, nengo wapinda ma pangu ya kao.
Tinonzo wa jinji, wani nga rukusanga ni dambu tzikore kusha kwa kwe hufu. Hufu rugu batike, urugu wane reko kwa mwere.
Upo uru kunesa kumenezi especially dikora la manike ya wano ya vachinyora na wano waninga wachinga shandi usembere ni harao wachipana na pati zani kiesikiavo lofu wano shandi wano wachinzi wunae plani ambeo ino ya chiti wano zani kiesu mmaseo kakitu mpokakuti uru mpani uru mpani unere kaka nukudaru kumamunda pasha wana kumapuraz kumenezi kuna wukuna narotenga wakuna cheriko Mbe ya chone ya kakera sora kumukiche ndika mwambite zaito mkwa ya varungu.
Saka, ndi uzeo ka mkoma ne maondre nyutambu ziko ya runo gadziri kaere uye shi runo gadziri sose?
dambudziko pane tsumo yavakono kuti mvura kasungiridza. Ndikatarisa vakuru vari kuti tungamirira vandiona sendihanya nevanhu havana. Mukaona mamira akaita zvono, unoona munhu mukuru achitamba redio asidzopana. Uku nyika iri kunzi even maorders acho ari kunzi anofambira kunze kwenyika nyaya kuti ground hakuna. Ground rebhora rinogadzirwa nevakomana vembudzi rinonaka vachitamba bhora rechikweshe mumaraini. Bati renyika rinonzi harikwanisi kutambirwa bhora renyika. Ndiona kuti pachine dambudziko. Ndofunga zvakakosha ndezvekuti hatina kubvuma kuti nyika yavaomera zvobatana kana vachibatana toenda mberi nenyika. Pasina izvozvo ndonaza kuti zvinobuda hapana. Nekuti mukatazokereyo vezanokirefunda machiseka angu mukubva ngaitaura nyaya yekuti mukatasa mamira akaita zvunhu ine dispensation inotarisa kuti haina chayakaita chakudibatika. Vanogona kungoti nhasi vati examination isi haina kukwira vupo hatina kukwidza rolamen hunowani bati kwatinowana kwacho hakuna. Saka ndonga sekune kumwe nezve tiri nani hedu tine hama dziri kusouth africa tinogona kungoenda pabhodha vone tiyambukira vone kurwizi sebhanzira uko vachiuzitinzwa neuko kadibekera kwavanoshandira ikoko tichihwana upfu ndoona sekuti kunoku tinorarama zviri nani asi zvinhu zvakaoma.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma, tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa ndiri baba.
Tinotenda maita basa.
Alright, ngatiendei kuna vaJohn Muchenje. Vamuchenje, muchiripo parunare here mukoma?
Ya ndiripo.
Muri kunzwa vateereri vari kuchema chema vari kuti nemaondero evo vari kuona kunge hurumende iripo is not doing enough kusapota vanhu. Manzwa zvekare sisista Ndazile vachinyatsotsanangura vachiti it seems as though nyaya iripo ndeyekuti pakatora vanhu vatema minda, vanhu vakamira nyaya yekuti vari kurimira nyika yose, asi people are now using it just to create produce enough kufida mhuri dzavo. Imungati nazvo izvozvo mukoma?
Ya ipapo ndinowira napo pekuti tine mafarms akasiyana siyana nemasaiti. We have commercial farms and then we have subsistence farms. So whenever you occupy a commercial farm, the commercial farmer is normally produce my produce beyond consumption, which means the farmer who produces, so which means we are not at the same time that we the nation you know something. But when we are talking about minda, the context here in this home was right, and we are happy because it was about black farming. But we needed to change the concept now. It's no longer about you or the command element. It's about producing for the nation. So that's now the culture. In the production, we are moving. The minister said, "We are going to change. We will be talking about more projects." I was in name change. Two projects are about 200 hectares are volunteers. Hauchafanira kurima zvekuti utye kumba iwe nemhuri yako. Waufanira kuchirima zvekuti nyika iwane pundutso. Because hapana chachinja. Murungu paanga aripo kare, ndozvibva kwangowana zviripo zvauri kushandisa. So hapachofanira kuchinja change the level of production kana uri farm. And also, pari kuitwa land redistribution. Takukosha kuti hurumende land ngaisapiwe on partisan ground. President, I'm going to go to the president of Zimbabwe, yes, with the Murungu Mutema, we put A, B, C, D. So we can learn the right way of one, we're committed to farming, who are farmers, but I'm not only farming as a work. But I'm still at our good deal. No, I'm not a rabbi, and it's like, about the president, which I have to make to mentor or company, I'm not care, the farm, but I'm a family, who are going to do the Zoyaki. So to do my farming, ngaakutewa nevanhu vanogara mapurazi vachirima, kwete kuti ndinogara kuHarare or ndinogara kuBotswana pandine famu randakabata riri muZimbabwe rondoka mombe dzangu dzandida kutengesa ini. People who are committed to the development of the country, even ngatesa kuti mukoma maiki tiri kuiti tine mafamu dzatinawo, and most of farmers vedu vacommitted and concentrating on cash crops rather than on crops the national interest. Munotangori matotako munotakuri maflowers, munotakuri masuwa zonzi, mapizi, yeto, whatever, for export. Yes, we need foreign currency, but we need to put the nation first. Kuti pafamu pandiri, government nukana kuza mtemo kuti, kana mchenge, only 200 hectares farm. At least 50% of the farm should be committed to material crops, maize and soybeans, something that we use to produce cooking oil, something that we use to produce millet meal.
putting without our flowers, I'm not putting tobacco. Yes, even if you check in any beer, there's actually lowering down the planting tobacco. Why? Because I think tobacco is too much up.
Now, Vamchenje, what about Maundra Tauru and Standazile? Standazile was basically asking Achiti, what was the purpose of removing the white farmers in the first place? Because they seem to be really good at producing food for the nation.
When white farmers were removed in 2000, it was all about black farming.
Mm-hmm.
The land belonged to the blacks. Anyway, for the blacks, who can do something? That's why, as young people, we are pushing to the government to give us the land. We as youth, we can produce more or equal, or entirely what the white guys on the farm were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was all about the black empowerment. And we are happy as young people that the land is now in the hands of the black people, and the land should be in the hands of the majority, not the minority.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to see a scenario whereby Sakat Bindara Chen and Mapra. Then my friends, I can't walk to this way. We have to see my way when we get a change. You see, Mummy, why he goes to the minister and so on, the influential, and my family says, you know, change. That's nothing. That's right. Unacceptable. Mm-hmm. We don't want that. We need fair distribution of land and make sure that this farm is fully utilized. You see, I didn't want to have a lot of. But the problem is, you want to have farm because I know the president or I know Mr. So and so or the minister. That is. I'm unacceptable. You know, I think about farm guy in the producer. But you know, gara, but I want a retirement package.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me hold you there for 1 second. Ditore mtereri. Liamuzwa, umnumzana uchwane mchenje. Uti fair distribution of land. Umchenje, upinde njalo. Anzi, aiwa, vechitliki, we demand. Kuti vechitliki, wapiwa umikana, let the youth receive the land. He firmly believes that the youth can create the change that's needed. Let's head over to umlalelisizu uti mtereri ya arguti ninyaya etinayo nasu mchirongwa. Kola mtereri nyaya wakamugela kushelo, ariparu nari.
Kuno ku South Africa uchava chokwadi zvino zvakarongeka bhati ku Zimbabwe mahwani mazino chevo.
Saka tiudzei kamukoma nemaondere chiri kunyatsonetsa chii tiri kunzwa sisiti Standazile vari kuti hanzi minda iripo land iripo and inokwanisa kuproducer asi vamwe vari kuchema vari kuti hanzi kune vamwe vari kupiwa minda vari kungogara pamunda havasi kuproducer chiri kunyatsonetsa chii nemaondere.
Maonero angu ine chiri kunetsa ku Zimbabwe hwan minda iri kwende minda yakagara handidika chakaitika ndechekuti pachipiwa minda iyaiya vanhu vaipiwa according kuti uri wezani here kati uri wechii vanga vasingatarisi kuti unogona kuzokwanisa here kuzoshandisa ivhu racho zvakakwana because ndikatarisa ini ndakakura ndiri muchiredzi muyamwei vasvingo province muchiredzi munorumanzimbe muyamwei imwe minda yanyatsokupiwa vamwe vanhu vakuru vezanupiefu vaipiwa asi uchinyatsokuona kuti munhu unopiwa ploti yenzimbe asi hana kana mombe kana dhongi izvezvi mapurazi mazhinji kwanorima nzimbe izvezvi vari kungorima zvimwe zvimwe bhinzi nezvimwe tuchibagwe chokutoti iye nemhuri yake asikwanisa kukuti haadli ipapo but painima nzimbe ipapo vakatorera masetira vakatorera varungu vainima nzimbe vaidoprodusa zvinodobatsira nyika avana manje temwe problem iripo iyoyo
zvino
government haisi kuteeramati
aiwa endirai mberi
zvegovernment haisi kuteerera kuti inyatsokumaneja mamamamamo land reform program yakaita kuti ibatsire varimi vacho vanavo because vamwe of course vanogona kudii kushandisa but vari kuremegwa nekuda kweeconomic situations dziri muZimbabwe ana mani saka government haisi kuvaprovida my finances yekuti vakwanise kudini kushandisa ifurati zvakanyatsa kukwana maona manje ya
Mkoma Toeli, manzwa vamchenje vachikurumidzira hurumende vachiti aiwa kune vadhara vakapiwa minda kare kare nanhasi vachakwanise kurima hanzi panoitwa redistribution program navamunangagwa vechidiki ngavaiswe pamberi vechidiki ngavawane minda mune maonero akafanana here mgo
Exactly. No, my only uncle and look at our children in New Report. Because there is no population here in Rwanda, Zimbabwe. This mama youth is very interested in the Tawandis. And the Tawanda would now, Rose Yotinabu, that Atina could talk chancellor of that man, you know, who would get to January, but you can't win him up with the Zedus, the Panso Kupi, or got to mean that you to pass out in the Piwe, government, do it back to Animal Nemario, Chermalones. Maona manje tokwanza kuchansa ifurashi yevose nochinjira kuti zvinova zvinozobatsira nyika yedu namangwana because izvi zvimaprasi tikatarisa chiriri kuna ivo vakuru vacho vanemaprasi vavo umwe munhu ane maprasi 3 more than 2 maona manje and more than 2 iro iri rimwe prasi rani pamatuyo wavo rimwe racho prasi racho rangogara rimwe racho haasi kumbotoritedza kuririma maona manje saka vakagona kuti kana vodi Both this breeder, ma praza, when you have to go nati, power percentage, I got to my youth, mana my electricity power, electricity energy. Mana my youth is a chista of no gadia, Ramanga, and a red Nika, because Zimbabwe, all my okay, is big.
I watch a woman, I'm coming to tell you to not tell us Kuru San Pinam Stronga, didn't that?
Ah, my time, come on, Mike. Thanks so much.
No problem. It's okay next week.
Ah, don't guarantee you, but you can understand that you share. I know that you are today. You take that one. This
idea. I chop it. I sit in the tent and can hunger. So Zimbabwe mushe let's head over to UCC standards ile sizuthi yena ubona njani lokho okushiwe ngumlaleli njalo okushiwe ngu John Mchenje UCC standards usakhona ecingweni standards usakhona ecingweni Okay, so abalaleli that have come onto the program, Njalo and Umchenje have highlighted a lot of things, and I'd love to hear your input on it. The first thing they highlighted was udaba lolwe-land redistribution programs, but the problem seems to be that lapho kwa redistributwa iland, eningi labantu received it on party lines, high not on merit, eyokuthi uyakwanisa na ukulima. The second thing, bathe kwakule mismanagement e-land reform program. Into S3 seems to be something that a lot of people seem to be saying. The economic situation in the country is a very big contributing factor towards why abalimi bengelali ithuba lokuthuthukisa ilizwe njalo ukuthi bathole ithuba to feed the nation at all. Wena ukubona njani lokho okushiwo ngumlaleli?
Okay, I am really supporting what they are saying because it makes sense. We are all saying the same thing, but in different languages and in different from different directions. Mm-hmm. But it's all pointing to the same thing. Mm-hmm. So meaning, which is, at the end of the day, it's the same thing that needs to be corrected. And you know, they in the local Kalimanga, I hear it with distribution in the land by second. And I made my own worry on this program because I don't know who is listening and what is it going to help. But at the end of the day, solution, you understand? Because sometimes we talk about these things, and sometimes it has. That should come here, you outline, you state things that the problems that we are facing and the things that needs to be corrected. But those people will just go back and do the same thing, the wrong thing. They'll continue to do things that we are saying, no, let's try to erase this way of doing things. Let's start this new way of doing things. Let's start to maybe take this action in this and that and that. But things won't be done like that. So if there's a way, maybe, in this program, where you can involve also the people that have the policemakers, who would be able to just listen to what people are saying and do that, I think it will help us. Because at the end of the day, in Zimbabwe, in and for me, as a young person, right now, I don't even know what is this country here and at. What's going to become of me tomorrow? Mm-hmm. As much as I am so much into farming, I am telling myself, all right, farming is something that will sustain me. But I don't even know what is tomorrow things are going to wake up like what.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will have direction in the agenda. There is no direction. We don't know where we are coming from. We don't know where we are going. All we only know is the rich people are getting richer and richer.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So, Mina, my brother, what I'm just asking from you is this program will continue to go on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Please invite the policymakers. They have to be involved in this program.
Okay.
The policymakers, they have to be involved in this program. There's colors of it, and looking at this, it means the life and the things should be done the right way.
All right. All right, thank you so much, Mama Kancane. Let me hear what the callers have to say. But also the same issue of inviting policymakers. We had invited Umnumzana Unikos Kajengo. He's part of the youth desk of the Ministry of Agriculture. And we're still trying to get a hold of him. Go to see Kanyangani Gulo Shlupo and a network. But see, sa kubekela pambili simzama. And I hear Uguti, bona njenge hulumende, bona what are they doing about this issue. Go to, I hear, I have a caller. Asuzeni Uguti Mlaleli. Yena uthini thinzo ukuthi imthera ukuthi khola khola mthereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ngibani okhona ecinqweni alifani nani ndiyani
mangadi khona mayi
ayi wandri bomb koma alifani nani ndiyani
sipho zethu nozi Pollard
koma mathi Pollard
Pollard ya
oh koma Pollard zviri kufamba
mushe mangadi ko imi
ayi wandri bomb uri kufondera muri kupi ko
ndiri pa Joburg
Dimi kamuri pa Joza tipewo maondrenyu.
Halo mkoma.
That tipewo maondrenyu mkoma Pollard.
Tiripo tiripo zvakaoma man zvakaoma zvatoona kuti zvatoonesa unyika yedu izvi. Especially kuti Zimbabwe yanga iri the bread basket of Southern Africa. Iko zvino zvoro here kuti paiva bread basket of Southern Africa. Mvura mvura ndo yaranga ichikonzera kuti zvidaro kana kuti kwairimwa nevanhu vane ruzivo ndozvo zvandoona kuti tiri kuitirwa mahungwe nevanhu ava iko zvino izvi kuti utange nyaya iyoyo kuti that was that initiative kana yakaapplywa kana yanga ichifanira kuitwa chaizvo chaizvo but haina kuitwa nemazvo yaifanira kuti at least vasiye vamwe vanhu vanoziva varungu vanoziva because iko zvino izvi pari kutorimwa ukatarisa minda iyayayairimwa nevarungu iyaiya pataiona pari green iko zvino izvi wakutotsvaga mhuka imomo musango rokuti hautombokwanisi kana kuibata mhuka yacho because maforest masango chaiwo chaiwo zvakatiomera zvakatiomera zvokunyika kwedu nharo nharo dzine vanhu vezano meno kuti vakaita sei
saka mukoma Pollard mabata nyaya iyi muchiti musango yatiwo sango chairo chairo mungati iproblemu yehurumende here kana kuti chinhu chakangokonzereswawo neclimate change
kwakapiwa vanhu vasinazvo vanoziva vasina ruzivo rwekurima haungarime papurazi nemadhongi mbiri nemadhongi mashanu hapana kana equipment yacho nevakativapa equipment yokuti pavapagara pachirimwa pachionekwa kuti varungu vairima zvakanaka parambe pakadaro saka iko zvino izvi zvongove nezvimwe zvinhu zvaifanira kungova naturali vakomana tarisaone kuti totambura sei vakomana kutambura nechitafu chaita icho chitafu zvakatiomera hazvo mukoma ngaitisiyire vamwe chano
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Pollard nekupinda ndaona kuti mamanyora pafacebook muchiti it's my first time saka tinogamuchirai and thank you so much mudzoke same time same next week andisi
ora right, Mkoma Natenda.
All right, Moria Zimbabwe, that was Mkoma Poland, Varugu, South Africa, Okuvangambo, Nyora Opa Facebook, wakati Aumana, Aumana, Ndifonere Iwo. This is my first time. Sakatata Aiwari, Gaitiva Peo Mkana, first time Vapinde Mchirongwa Tinzo Oma Onravo. But he seems to be highlighting a lot of things that have come out of this discussion. Wachite Aiwa, Nema Onravo, Dambu Ziko Rindere Kutichi, Paruku Piwa Vanu, Vasina, Ruzivo Rujinji, Pamsorope Kurima. Let's go to Vamuchenje. Vamuchenje, Muripo Parinarandes. Right. Now, earlier on, we had an interview at Tamboisa Opa radio segment. Yedu. Pama batanyaya iye ye knowledge. Muchiti aiwa. Dambu ziko. Ndere kuti pakapi wa ova nuwane. Vasina ruziwa rujinji. Minda. Asi. Mukati mkuru wenyika. Murufara nukuti. They're currently re-auditing it. And you feel as though you're confident that pachapi wa ova mikana. Kune wanu anuriziwa rujinji. Do you feel like that's enough to change the situation?
Yes, that's correct. Because for you to be a farmer, you need to have land and then implement. And also knowledge is key. Because you can't do farming without the proper knowledge on how to manage the crops. Mm-hmm. So if you have the crop in a different way, how to manage it. For example, culture much the correct timing, correct application of fertilizers, and the herbicides and everything, and also the number of millimeters of water that is required by a certain crop from each infant square. Mm-hmm. So all those things, these are technical knowledge. As you know, I make millimeters that come in there, but I need to go to school for that. But I'm happy that from the engagement that I had with the Ministry of Agriculture, they were saying they're opening up agricultural colleges during off season, when I was far away, but I go to my farmers. They said, "Now we are asking for my short courses." Mm-hmm. I did the recruitment. Which means they seen that yes, we got the people that we give them land that the government in 2000, and we got the people that also applying land that without proper or sufficient knowledge on how to do a proper farming. So we are the guys that need to be enrolled in those courses. But this reality. How best can I do cabbages? How best can I do maize? How best can I do this? Mm-hmm. And I'm yet also, through the engagement that is also done with the Ministry of Agriculture, they are saying they are going to put a priority also to my youth, and also to my agricultural background and qualification. This also is the process. And they are yet also that the government, in my extension website, and that's Takashira Nikayeto, as farmers, we need to make use of them.
All right, thank you so much. I'm Chejengu and we are Jikanana. So let me wrap up with Ndopa Standazile Maskati Mkana Apeteo Atipeo Maondrake Petsira. Thank you so much. Ndokupinda Mchirongwa Standazile Usakonekte Mwe. All right, could you please give us your last sentiments as we wrap up the program? Unfortunately, there's only 3 minutes left.
Okay, thank you very much for the opportunity that you gave me on your program. And I think, saying out what I think also about this whole situation is something that really makes you feel good. Because at some point now you've expressed what you feel as a farmer and what you think should be done. Even when things are not going to be done or if they are going to be done, it's all thanks to the Lord. But I am really grateful for this opportunity that you gave me, and I am hoping to connect more and just hear other people's views, and maybe later in future we'll see hope. And some of the policy makers that are tuned in, I hope that we lose colors as young people. We are hoping that things are going to change, things are going to be better.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right, Muriel Zimbabwe, that was Sithandazile Maskati. She was one of our guests today. You also heard from Umnumzana uJohn Mutshenje. He is the chairman of the Youth in Agriculture Apex Council. Now, a minute left in the program. Let's wrap this up. Let's see ukuthi abantu babethini WhatsApp. See, usually we give you WhatsApp number yenu. Yethu silicela ukuthi lisithumezele imibono yenu njalo inombolo zocingo. UDiven Mfusirai arukuthi isukhuno kubhoyela tokanga waya takango mira ve Madonna. Hanzi zvinhu zvapera kufa maminda apa kune vanhu vazhinji vari kuita wori. Aiwa tinotenda nemaondero enyu. Ah, pane umwe anyora hanzi munyika amana ma one zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe. Hanzi umwe hanzi kuchivhu district hunger as much and people are struggling. Aiwa muri Zimbabwe tinotenda zvikuru nemaondero enyu. Thank you so much wonke umuntu ogeleleyo kuhlelo, wonke umuntu obhalileyo njalo wonke umuntu osheyileyo uhlelo. Lingakhohlwi phela ukushare uhlelo, sibukele ngobunenge bethu. Anokoneka inemfaro, ndini Mike Hove. Bye bye.